It's Local Manufacturers Week on 96.1 MyFM, and today we'll percolate a little bit with the operations manager and co-owner of Madawaska Coffee, Neil Wright. Neil, let's dive right in and talk about what Madawaska Coffee produces and just how far you guys reach in the Ottawa Valley and beyond.
So the coffee that we bring in comes mostly from South America, from Peru, to be more specific. And we do bring in coffee from Brazil, Ethiopia, and other various locations. So we bring that coffee in and we roast it and make 11 different roasts that are sold online in retail stores. And then we also supply, like make coffee and supply restaurants and resorts and even healthcare facilities. We ship all over the world. We've sent orders to Ireland, China, New Zealand, England. Those are obviously not common. Most of our orders are going to customers mostly in Ottawa and Toronto area, likely people who have been visiting the Madawaska Valley. And I'm sure even the ones who are ordering from afar are people who were probably here on vacation and really enjoyed the coffee and wanted a little taste of it at home.
It's definitely cool to see a local company have international reach, but I imagine there has been a lot of hard work to get to that point because there's no shortcuts in Madawaska Coffee. Everything is done on site the moment the beans come in, right?
The beans actually come in big burlap sacks and they're green, unroasted. So we have a large scale commercial coffee roaster and they're roasted right here in Barry's Bay.
It's a lot of work to go from bean to blend, but I imagine that's very rewarding for you. What is it about this company specifically that gets you out of bed every morning?
The really neat thing about being able to run a business here is like the opportunities that are offered outside of the working hours, in the outdoors environment, but also to the community here is a pretty tight-knit community and everybody wants to support local businesses.
And in terms of your employees and potential employees, what's a real push factor that turns people towards Madawaska Coffee? What makes your company a great place to be?
I think one of the things is that we are a small company, despite appearances. I know a lot of people think that we are a large company, but we are a small, like family-owned business. You know, we have a warm work environment where, you know, everybody who works here works together to achieve the common goal of producing amazing roasted coffee and in the cafe, amazing like coffee beverages.
That cafe, of course, Middle Mad on the Opiongo line in Barry's Bay. And I'm actually happy that you mentioned the cafe aspect of your business, because I do know that you've experienced some success and some challenges on that side of the brewing process.
We took a go at trying to expand the cafe market, but it was a little bit reaching out too far for us. We had a cafe in Pembroke, which we closed in March this year, just because it was difficult to be in two places at once. At the end of the day, it's funny, like we started the company as a coffee roasting company, and we excel at that. We make a very good product and we get our products out really quickly. And it's hard to pull focus away from what we're doing really well to concentrate on something that's kind of detached a bit from what we actually do. So that's something we may revisit in the future. But for now, yeah, we're focusing on expanding our distribution, perhaps, maybe in other brand names.
And the fact that manufacturing and retailer are two sides of the same coin, that's maybe something that people don't really think about too often, especially consumers.
It's really crazy because like we have staff working in the production facility, but the amount of staff that's required to run the cafe is like mind-boggling. For every one person you see up front, there's another person in the back.
Well, hopefully after listening to this, next time you see Madawaska Coffee on your supermarket shelf, you have a better understanding of just where that coffee comes from and the process behind it. We've been speaking with Neil Wright of Madawaska Coffee. Thank you very much for joining us. And remember, you can listen to all of our manufacturing features from this week on our website, renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.